Welcome to Finding True Spirit Connection. I am your host, Heather, and thank you for being here with me. My question to you is, what is your true spirit connection? That itch why your soul has come to this planet now. Take a journey with me, an in-depth look of relatable spiritual experiences through my own discovery of spirit connection. As a psychic medium, energy healer, vibrational expert, and spiritual coach, let's rock out together. Explore soul connection in the most unique way, digging deep into finding true spirit connection. Heather here. Thanks for coming out with me, you guys. I appreciate you like always. You know I do. So this episode is about my own health, how universe decided to slap me a big one and say, hey girl, wake up, you need to do something here and we need to stop the regular scheduled program. Has anyone else had this? Like, honestly, it happens to several people many times in their lifetime when you get a wake-up call or you kind of think about a readjustment you need to do and you just don't do it. And then your body and universe, God, source, whatever you believe in, makes it happen, like stops you in your tracks to say, hey, you're not actually doing what you're thinking. So we need to stop everything so you can readjust. Well, welcome to my life in the last month. I discovered that I had a blood clot behind my knee on the right-hand side, and it really created this crumbling effect of my regular scheduled program. It just very much slapped me a big one, and I had to cancel clients and reschedule my life for a good 2 weeks. It really just made me understand that I was a little bit off track with my plans, with business, with my mission on what I've been wanting to create. And it showed me the understanding on how and what I need to do to move forward. First of all, it started off very simply. Doing card readings. I was doing in-person card readings. My schedule is on fire. I was planning massive things for 2024. And it just was humming. My whole life was humming. I was excited. And it just was on and on. I was more on the stressed end of starting to plan something pretty big, and I just was trying to wrap my head around it, and it just seemed to come up short. And I just kept on not listening to my gut instincts of how am I going to achieve this, and just knowing I may not be ready this year to achieve it. It started hurting in the back of my knee. On the right-hand side, I knew there was a lump there. And in my head, again, another thing was my health. I have been not listening to my body health. Usually I do lots of spin meditation, jogging. I do lots of working out. Lately, in the last couple of years, it hasn't been so hardcore, but I've always maintained my body in some way, shape, and form, because I know if I do not maintain my body, my back hurts and everything hurts, and I don't like that. Plus, I just like being confident in fitting in my pants and just enjoying myself clear in the brain. So lately, or before this blood clot experience, I kept on thinking, oh, I got to get back on track. It's the new year. I have to, lose that weight that I gained in the fall. Like, it just was on my mind. My guides kept saying it to me. You need to keep spinning, Heather. You need to get clear in the brain, or you're not going to make it in a healthy way. Or all the events that you're creating is not going to happen unless you take care of your body. And it's so funny. Now I look at it. Yeah, it was clear signs of the crash and burn. They were telling me this, But I was just clicking along with what I was doing, kind of off track, not as connected to spiritually, like the gridding system and how I really work myself. But I thought, well, it's going to come back, or I'm going to trigger in. We're going to do some health and some spin next week. And then in next week came and I never did it. And then the next week came and I never did it. And I just kept on thinking, I got to get healthy here, or things will have a problem and I won't be able to do my job effectively, right? Then the pain started. My legs started getting purple. And I just thought, oh, I got varicose vein problems. You know, I'm probably the weight I was when I had my daughter, what, 12, 13 years ago. So I thought, oh, you know, the varicose vein things, I'll get a stocking. Because when I had this issue with my varicose veins, when I had my daughter, I put compression stockings on and then it went away. So then I was scurrying for these compression stockings. It just didn't work. Like, I tried getting it on and it just didn't work. My legs started getting swollen. This is about 2 weeks in that I noticed there was a problem. So then I remember this clearly. We went to swimming lessons because my kid has swimming lessons in the winter. And I kept complaining to some of my people, like, my leg is not good. It's like, I need compression stockings, or like, there's a lump in the back of my knee. And, you know, I'm okay. I just got to lose some weight, or I got to just get back on track. But I really wasn't tuning in. My body was telling me, shape up, girl. You're not going to be able to move forward, because guess what? It's in my right leg, and right leg spiritually is stepping forward, moving into new chapters, and it was getting sick. It was telling me, hey, listen up here. What you're doing is not being correct. Redirect, right? But of course, I was blinded to this. I was just on my schedule. 2 days after that, I finally thought, okay, I need to make an appointment. Like, it's not well. It's getting purple. It's swollen. Like, if you put your finger on the leg part, like, it was red and then it turned white and then it was like a divot from my socks. Like, it was just not right. By the grace of universe, God, source, creator, I called the doctor. Usually it's a 2 week wait to get into them. They have an appointment tomorrow. And I thought, okay, there is something that my guides, that my life is telling me, if I am getting in tomorrow, this is a huge deal. So I go to the doctor, and yet at this point, I'm still kind of like, it's like varicose veins. I just got to lose weight. And I just got to like stretch or something. Like, it's a problem. He looked at me and said, you're going for a scan immediately, because it could be two things, either a cyst back there or a blood clot. And I never even thought of these things. He's like, you need to go to this scanning appointment. It'll happen either today or a couple days from now. You can't say no. You need to go. This is serious. So I thought, okay. And then I actually negotiated with them. I'm like, you know what? If it happens on Friday, I will have to cancel some of my clients. And I don't want to do that. Yet again, I'm still caught up in my own bullshit of living life and not wanting to cancel my life because my leg is telling me something. He looked me square in the eye and said, no, you need to take this appointment. Your life is more important than your work. And it hit me. I'm like, holy. So he's worried. So if the doctor's worried, then okay, there's something here. I'm driving home because now I live quite a ways from my doctor. So I'm driving home. And sure enough, I get a phone call when I'm driving past or close by where I needed to get this scan at the hospital. And they're like, hey, can you come in within an hour? There was a cancellation and you can get your scan done today. I'm like, whoa, another sign that the schedules are getting cleared for me to get the results. What is the problem? So I'm happy because I'm already out and about. I was all gallivanting. Man, I even went to Walmart and I was hobbling around there, you know, being on vacation. I had the day off and I got my scan, or I went into my scan happily. I even went and bought some books because I thought, oh, if I'm going to sit there for a while, I want to read. It did not cross my mind that this blood clot was so apparent or scary or could be more, or even if it was a blood clot. Like I thought, oh, it's a varicose vein, or oh, I'm getting a little bit old and weathered and overweight, and you know, they're gonna just tell me that, oh, I'll do this, that, and I'll be good. I get onto the table, onto the stretcher, and the scan fella starts scanning my leg. And he says to me, I'm not going to say too much just because it's not my place. Your doctor will tell you. He says, this is the more serious one out of the two. And what I was getting scanned for was either a blood clot or the cyst. The cyst was the mild version, which isn't that harmful. The blood clot one is the serious one. So pretty much he's like, this is the more serious one, but the doctor will talk to you after our scan and he will tell you the next moves, what you need to do. So I'm okay. It's more serious. Now I'm thinking, thank goodness. Everything cleared for me to get a doctor's appointment, get this scan, get the results so I can actually have a better day. And thinking about it now, like my husband was worried for a week before even the doctor. He was begging me to go into the doctor and my stubborn ass was like, oh, it's varicose veins. No, I'm just going to start working out. It's going to go away. And it really was a clear sign how he was really worried. And I looked into this scan fella's eyes and he had that same look. And I'm thinking, sheesh, what is going on? Half an hour after that appointment, I get a phone call. The doctor calls me up and says, sure enough, you got a blood clot. This is serious. If you do not rest properly, it could go to your lungs, could go to your brain, could die. Here's some medication. We're calling it in. Go grab it from the pharmacy today. And you need to start immediately on these pills. My mouth is open. I'm like, all right, this is serious shit. And I better get that medication. So I get back in my car. I'm cruising to my next destination, which is the pharmacy before my house. Get the drugs. And at this point, I really actually tune into my leg. And I go, oh, yeah, it is throbbing. And oh, it is achy down there. And oh, yeah, you know what? It's on fire. And this is a good thing that this happened today. And it started registering all these issues in my leg because I was ignoring them. I don't know. Maybe because I didn't want to cancel my schedule. Maybe because I was on a roll and I didn't want to stop, or simply I didn't want to hear the result, so I would have to address it. But I addressed it. I was listening to it all the way home. I hobbled into the house and I came in and I gave the news to my husband. His face went pale white and he was like, oh my goodness, thank goodness you in today. This result is good because at least we know what it is. I put up my leg, I go on my bed, and I said, it's time to address my schedule. I brought my computer on the bed and I started canceling all of my clients. I didn't like it. I like to stick to when people book their session, that is their session. I'm canceling people and I'm beside myself, thinking my health is the most important, but you know, maybe it's what I was taught to be, you know, suck it up, slam it down and just keep going. Like who in their mind has had this? I feel like a lot of people out there are feeling this energy, you know, the old school ways of suck it up, keep going, wrap up your leg and keep going. Like it was this push-pull understanding that I had to put myself first, which this may be even what it is. You know, it's that registering energy inside my brain to actually put myself first. Because as a mom, as a healer, as a businesswoman that owns her own business, how many times do I put myself first? I rarely do. So here I am canceling people, sick to my stomach. Everyone is beautiful. I have to say lots of love to my clients because me canceling was hard and it was beside myself and all these things. And all they said was, take care of yourself. We understand. And I smiled and I thought, these people are amazing. And I just appreciate everyone in this time of change, what is going on with me. For 2 days, my leg was on fire. For 2 days, it kind of was like, girl, you beat me up for like 2 weeks and now I have to have a moment here of being angry with you. I actually named the blood clot. Her name... Her name is Thelma and she needed love. And so I gave her love for 3 days on the weekend and so forth. The next week comes around and I don't know if this is universe just telling me to really take care of myself. But on that Monday, I felt better. So I started doing things and I started walking and it wasn't hurting. And I felt in this zone, you know, because when I first got the medication and I was canceling people, it was a good thing because the medication kind of made my brain foggy for the psychic part of it. So I thought, okay, well, my body has to readjust to the medication and my psychic vision has to readjust. So this is a good thing. So my psychic vision came back. I was thinking, all right, we're on track. This was 4 days after diagnosis. Man, I must be the most best healer of this blood clot of the land. Like, I was really tooting my horn. Thelma, the blood clot was, I thought, smiling at me. She wasn't until the next day. That was a Monday, all happy, doing a lot of things. Tuesday, I woke up in raging pain. Thelma decided to tell me that I was not ready. And it felt like a tickly hurt. It felt like, you know, when you have your leg goes to sleep and it's that tickly hurt for like 10 minutes. That was 10 times more this pain than a tickly hurt when it goes to sleep. And it was going up and down my leg. I felt like I was going to die. And I was laying there still going, oh no, it'll go away. And my husband's kept saying, we're going to the hospital. You can have this blood clot on your lungs, on your brain. It is a serious situation. We need to go get you checked out. And I kept on fighting him for about 2 hours. I said, no, no, it's going to be good. And no, no, it's going to be good. Finally, we called in the cavalry. My parents came and took care of the kids after school and we headed off to the hospital. Me in tears with some kind of weird numb leg that was a tickly hurt and it just was awful. Like I'm telling you, I don't know how people go, like, you know, when people break their leg or when they have to go through hours and hours to try and get to the hospital, I don't know how they would do it because man, I literally was losing my mind. Trying to stay calm. I was doing like meditation and I was doing spiritual things and I was just being a whole lot of human, being miserable, crying and in pain. It just was not a great experience going to the hospital, but it was necessary. We get there, we waited about 2 hours, and finally I get into the emergency. The doctor sees me, and he's so amazing. He's like, hey, so have you been off your leg for a good 2 weeks? I'm like, oh my goodness, no. I just thought that once it feels better, I can give her. He says, no, we recommend 2 weeks being off your leg totally up, and you being more laying down, just to make sure that the blood clot helps itself, gets resolved and dissolved. And so I'm thinking, he must think I'm nuts because seriously, it was 4 days after diagnosis and here I am giving her. He whips out this awesome scanner. So I was in the ER and I don't know if doctors do this or not. And I don't know if this doctor was just put in my way, but he was there scanning my leg. And I just thought, how amazing is this? I don't have to go for any other appointments or scans. He's just going to do it right now. He ensures me that it's starting to dissolve, that he gives me 1 more week off, and then I have to be actually off and take care of myself. Now, it's a simple message, right? And I was being all human and complicated, dramatic with chaos. And he just looked in my eyes and said, you need to take care of yourself. And it clicked in. I'm like, I need to take care of myself. I do. And I walked out of there feeling better. It's like somehow this energy zipped down my leg, whatever message, whatever universe put him in my way. It went down my leg and it instantly took away the pain. Like, I got to take care of myself. I don't have to be so wound up trying to save the world. I need to save me. And it calmed my whole body down. And I thought, wow, how many times have I given myself or anyone out there have given themselves permission to take time for themselves without anything connected to it? That there's no outside world. There's no chaos. There's no, I wonder what people are going to think of me if I cancel appointments, blah, yada, yada. It came over me like relief. I went home and I started canceling clients for that week. Easily. I just was like, it's my health. My leg is bummered up and we need to reschedule you on to the next week. I didn't even apologize. You know, I did the first week when I canceled people, but the second week when I realized I needed to step into my power and my power needed me and it needed me to focus on healing. Nothing else mattered. And I actually was like, this is what's happening. This is the time I have for you. Please let me know if you can zip right to that other next week. Thank you. It was simple. And it was from that doctor. And I don't know if he was like some kind of angel, but it registered. As I'm laying on my bed all week, my canceled week, that I didn't have to go, go, go and job, 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 and kids, 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 and home, home, home. And it was simple. And I talked to my leg and I talked to my foot and I was like, hey, girl, how are you doing there? And it smiled back at me. And if you guys watch my Instagram, I actually posted a picture of it because I was falling in love with my leg. I started having a conversation with my leg saying, hey, what's going on? Why are you stopping the momentum of my life? Why can't I move forward with some decisions I've made for 2024? It came crystal clear to me that I had to start canceling things. Huge things that I was not ready for, that I wanted bad, like real bad. And I knew I would be successful, but this year is not the year. And my leg was telling me this, that I needed to readjust my path. It could not move forward on the path that I was forcing it to do. And I needed to step back out of the path that I was creating and wait for the next path to reveal itself. And that's where I am right now. It's still annoying to me because I really want that message. I really want universe, God, creator, synchronicity to show me my next path because I obviously had to cancel the one that I was planning. How can you relate, right? It's through relationships, it's through jobs, it's through life, it's through just living. Sometimes we need to cancel the path that we thought was being set up for us. And my God, guys, this path I was setting up was amazing. Whole is amazing, but I wasn't ready. There needed to be other things achieved before this path came my way. And I was leaping over all the dialogue that I needed to achieve before that. And this is what my leg was telling me. So here right now, I am 3 weeks after my eruption with my leg. My schedule has gone kind of back to normal, but I've been taking it a little bit more slow, making sure that it is better. I am getting back on track with health. So I am spinning or slowly doing some exercise because it's highly recommended just to get the blood flowing and slowly dissolve this blood clot. I canceled my big plans of 2024 knowing it's going to come someday, but this year is not the year. I just know in my gut that there is something that I need to learn, achieve, something that is coming that is going to be the backbone to the plans I had to cancel. So that's where I am right now. It's kind of driving me crazy to the point where I would love to see it, but I feel it. So if you ever had that situation where you know it's coming, you feel it, it's your gut instincts, but you just don't see it yet, I like to say sometimes universe doesn't like to show us because sometimes we're complicated humans that make it complicated. And that's where I'm at. My spirit guides tell me it's coming, this situation, this opportunity, this possibly teaching people. I feel it's very much group orientated instead of one-on-one. And I'm just waiting. I also feel like my leg is telling me that once it's in momentum, this new path that I got readjusted on, it has to be healthy for me to have an action forward, because the right side of the body is male and action oriented and the left side of the body is female, which is more emotional and more like feels. So because this is my right leg, it is waiting for it to be healthy for the action of this new plan to come into place. Like, I'm complicating it because I'm human, but hey, we're human. We like to know results and why these things are happening. So Thelma, the blood clot, is still here, but she tells me once in a while and gets cranky when I do too much. And really, this is bringing me peace, which is a weird thing, because I know if I did not listen to my leg, I'd be going down a path that was not right for this moment and that it would have stressed me out. Plus, it kind of would have not allowed me to ebb and flow like I'm supposed to in this year. And I'm really thankful for that. So thank you, Thelma, the blood clots. You really, really did your duty. And thank you, body, because our body tells you everything. You know, my ego mind was trying to override it and trying to convince my body that it was okay, and it wasn't okay. And that's when my body took over and said, no, we need to hear me, listen to what really needs to be done. Today, I'm thankful. Clean bill of health. I'm still on blood clot medication for 3 months. It aches once in a while, but you know what? It's a good sign. It shows you that you're alive, saying, hey, girl, you still got lots to achieve, and we will show you and tell you when it's right, when my leg feels better. So everybody listen to their body. It tells you the truth. And that is my scoop today. Massive love. Have yourself a wonderful day and really listen to the little things. The little things are key for us to achieve in a big way. Take care. This podcast is brought to you by The Healing Hub, my life's work of recording meditations in one convenient spot, creating quantum awareness through meditation for your body and healing the spirit with charging one's own personal power. This healing hub is my heart and soul and my life's work, and it is in one convenient app that you can get on your device. Check it out, and for you to have a chance to access all my life's work.